This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Lynn Neary, in for Leanne Hansen. Gunfire erupted this morning in Libya's capital, Tripoli. Government officials said the shots were fired in celebration for beating back rebels in nearby cities. But the opposition says that's just propaganda. Some of the bloodiest battles yesterday occurred in Zawiya, just to the west of Tripoli. NPR's David Green has the latest.
Zawiya is a coastal city on the road from the Tunisian border. It's only about 30 miles from Tripoli. Rebels seized control of the central part of Zawiya early in the uprising against Gaddafi. Now it seems very much up for grabs. Video posted online showed a marketplace identified as in Zawiya yesterday. People were diving for cover amid gunfire. One of the few news organizations to reach Zawiya, Britain's Sky News, interviewed a doctor who said a column of tanks moved into the main square and government forces shot at will, including targeting him as he was taking a victim to the hospital.
I was traveling in one of these ambulances and the Gaddafi army people were firing on us.
Last night, the voice of another man in Zawiya was recorded by a website called February 17 Voices. The site's been tweeting Libyans and recording their stories. The man said rebels had captured some anti-aircraft weapons from government forces. He said opponents of Gaddafi were digging in to defend Zawiya.
The internet has been cut off for about 2 or 3 days now. The electricity was cut off last night for a couple of hours. But otherwise, everybody's holding place.
Gaddafi's government, though, declared victory, releasing aerial footage seeming to show tanks controlling Zawiya's main square. On state TV this morning were images of a pro-Gaddafi crowd in Tripoli's Green Square, reportedly from today. Government officials said the crowd was celebrating military successes like the one in Zawiya. While eastern Libya has been more accessible to journalists, the West has remained closed off. That's meant relying more on unconfirmed accounts from residents and the competing rhetoric from Gaddafi and the rebels. We reached this man by phone yesterday in the city of Sabratha, just west of Zawiya. He said he's a doctor. He would only give his first name, Mabruk. He appealed for outside help to stop Gaddafi's attacks.
A quick action to stop these murders. No delay.
He did say he was shaken, though, by the bloody events in nearby Zawiya. While tens of thousands of migrant workers have been pouring out of Libya to escape the unrest, there have also been Libyans emerging at the Tunisian border. This man, who refused to give his name, drove across Friday to visit his wife in Tunisia. Gaddafi, he said, has done nothing but good for the people of Libya. He said news reports of battles to defeat the Libyan leader have been overblown.
Everything is open. Everything is fine. Everything you see on the Libyan channel is what you see in real life. So they're reporting everything accurately.
But a very different message from Abdul Basset Issa, a rebel supporter who crossed the border yesterday and was grabbing lunch at a cafe. He listed cities and towns dotting central and western Libya, saying they were all under control of the rebels.
There's a committee, and they're in contact, and they get all instruction from Benghazi. Absolutely perfect.
Society has even begun to change, he said. Feeling free of Gaddafi, citizens were being kinder to one another.
The people, they start taste the freedom. They start feeling the children, the old people, the old ladies. They start feel like they get rid of the disease.
David Green, NPR News, Zarzis, Tunisia.